This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, you know this guy because of his video that went viral. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Snow's coming. I gotta get the bread and milk. Vic DiBattista is gonna be in town tonight. Parks Casino, 8 o'clock. Hey, Vic, welcome to Philadelphia, man.
Hey, love Philly. I was the Grand Marshal for the Columbus Day Parade on Sunday. It was a great time.
You mean the Indigenous Peoples March?
Oh, please, don't get me started. It's too early. My blood pressure is fine right now.
Well, from one Italian to another, and, of course, all this brought to us by Parks Casino and Baldini Communications. So, let's see, Baldini, DiBattista, and Zeoli. You know the FBI is probably listening right now.
Oh, boy, I hope nobody's wired.
That video went viral. You had how many millions of views of that little short, I got to get the bread and milk?
Well, right now it's up to 18 million, and it goes up every winter. It comes back every winter. This is the only viral video that comes back. It's like Christmas Carol. It's amazing. I've been doing these since 2009, and a lot of people thought that was the first one that went viral. If you would have told me that one went viral, I said, are you kidding me? I thought it was stupid. I almost deleted it.
Right.
My wife said, nah, you never know. 26 seconds from my house to the car got me more recognition than 30 years of stand-up. It's amazing.
Vic DiBattista tonight, Parks Casino. Vic, tell us about your act. Tell us about some of the stuff we can expect tonight on the stage.
I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm not politically correct.
Good.
I'm very relatable. I'm loud. I'm high energy. Look, I'm not clever like Seinfeld, but you're going to get belly laughs. Your face is going to hurt. Your stomach's going to hurt. And if you sit up front, just be careful because I spit a lot.
That's good. I'm glad you're not politically correct because I got to tell you, man, I'm so fed up with the political correctness, the wokeness, all of that nonsense.
It's ruining comedy. I mean, when Jerry Seinfeld, the cleanest comic in the world, is complaining, you know we have problems.
Well, that's just it. If you had people complain about your act and say that you offended them?
Well, I'll say that there's two exits. Leave. You know, you know what you're coming. First of all, my fans are like a cult. They know what they're coming for. You know, look, stay home. You know, and if you don't like me, don't come. It's like if I don't like a restaurant, I don't go back there. That's all.
Vic DiBattista tonight, the Excite Center at Parks Casino, brought to you by Baldini Communications. Get your tickets at parkscasino.com/entertainment. Do you joke about being Italian?
Yes, being Italian, growing up in New York, having kids, being married. You know, when I come off stage, you know, I have meet and greets. People say to me, you say what I'm thinking. Because, you know, I'm very relatable. I'm not, like I said before, I'm no George Carlin, let's put it that way. I'm the working man's comedian.
Well, that's good, though. But, I mean, being Italian's got to be very stressful these days, right? Because they still, you know, our people, Vic, they still make jokes about us. They make all kinds of stereotypes about us. We don't have it easy being Italian.
You know what ticks me off? We're like the only nationality that, like, we don't fight our own. How can I explain it? African Americans, if you do something against them, they protest. Italians, sometimes we're proud of our stereotype. I don't get it. You know, these shows, these reality shows that make Italians look like buffoons, we should be protesting this. What happened to that? How about a movie about Da Vinci or Marconi or Galileo? Why? You know, we're not all gangsters. Believe me, I love The Godfather and Goodfellas, but there's more to it. You know, I don't know.
Right. We're not all gangsters. Our family members are, but we're not, Vic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Yeah. It just seems to me like they're, you know, the one guy we get, Columbus, they got to pick on him. You know what I mean? The one guy.
Look, the Indians slaughtered buffaloes, okay? Would you just stop. Everybody just stop. Take a breath. You can't change history.
You can't say that, by the way. You can't say that word.
What?
Buffalo.
Oh, God, please.
All right, Vic DiBattista.
They're going to be protesting now.
Yeah, well, it's very triggering to somebody. Vic DiBattista tonight, the Excite Center, Parks Casino, 8 o'clock. Get your tickets. You got to get them fast because, like he said, it's a cult of DiBattista followers. They'll be getting their tickets. So, Vic, have a great show tonight. Kill it, man. Kill it.
Yes. Thanks for having me, and let's go Italians, and let's go Yankees, even though I know you're
No, the hell, you're just about, you wait, do you want to sell tickets or not? You try to sell tickets or be a New York jerk. What are you trying to do right now, Vic?
All right, then I won't talk Giants either.
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to have an empty room or not? It's your call, man. Your call.
The Giants suck. Let me enjoy my Yankees,
for Christ's sake. Vic DiVincenzo tonight at Parks. Thanks, buddy.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.